You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week we're digging into Messy Mitch's most recent drama.
Plus, we'll discuss the latest Krishan Rock and Blueface drama.
And we'll debate whether Ethan from The Sidemen was right to believe his girlfriend should take his last name.
Ooh. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
I couldn't hear you. Sorry, what?
Hi. How are we?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
You said that you look pale and you really don't.
I really do. Is it really? Actually, I shouldn't say that. I got sunburned 2 days after.
Oh, really? Really?
I shouldn't. I need to stop.
Yeah, you might. But you've actually still got pretty good skin considering that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm getting Botox in my forehead because...
Please tell me where. Because I'm going to.
Because, I mean, I'm starting to get, like, I don't need it necessarily for wrinkles, but do you know why I'm actually going to get Botox on my forehead? Oh my God, this makes me sound like really gross, but like, I'm not a sweaty person, but as soon as I get like a bit hot, I get such bad forehead sweat. And last night I went out for dinner and I literally walked into a restaurant and I sat down and I was with a bunch of people who like I was on a table. I didn't know maybe like half the people on the table that well. And I just looked gross because I was like I couldn't. And then I get this thing where it's like, as soon as I start having like getting the sweats on, like I can't stop because I'm getting stressed and then I sweat more. And I'm just like, maybe because people get Botox in their armpits.
So maybe
if I get forehead Botox, I'll stop like sweating so much.
I think also it's because like your hair gets wet as well. So like that's...
But like I just like, oh yeah, yeah. I literally look like some like sweaty, gross old man when I like...
I want to get Botox because I have enough lines to fucking write an essay. So when I go like this, like it's not even funny. So we can have a Botox party if you
But like, has Botox been tested enough?
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for a fucking
That's what
long
I mean.
Time.
Like, it's a bit like vapes. Like, no one really knows what's...
They're banning them.
No, they're not. Are they actually...
No, they're not.
Like, they're not actually going to fucking ban them because they make so much money off them.
Who?
The government from tax.
Yeah, but I feel like
VAT.
A lot of them are like...
I'll tell you right now, that must have been one of the most, like... It has to have been in the past 2 years. Like, the... what's the word? Like, not... Not like group, like a group of like, you know when it's like the clothings, the vehicles.
Oh, right,
yeah. Like the tobacco industry must have been the highest like increase of percentage out of any industry in the past few years. And obviously the government make... And I know I'm not really a conspiracy theory type of bitch, but the government must have made so much VAT and tax off of vapes, because obviously every single purchase money goes towards the government.
They would never get rid of like smoking completely. They're saying that they are, but I feel like
also the cost all of them it's going to do is just make people start getting them illegally, and then it's going to not be tested, and then that's when you're going to get into some fucked up shit. When you're puffing off of some USB stick that someone made in their back garden, that is when your lungs are going to explode, not the ones that have been actually tested and selling in Sainsbury's.
Yeah, but I know people that go for a vape a day.
I used to.
Swear
to. I used to go through like a big Juul pod a day.
That is
actually my greatest accomplishment this year, of is quitting vaping.
That's
I'm really proud. I've literally have slipped up once. I bought one vape because I went to a dinner of 40 people, and every single, I literally swear to God, every single person there had a vape.
That's why
I bought a vape, because I was literally like, this is ridiculous. And everybody was sat in the restaurant puffing away. So I was like, I'm obviously going to get one too. And that was in June. And that was literally the one time this whole entire year I bought a vape. And I used to buy a vape every single day last year.
I started vaping and everyone used to cuss me. So I used to smoke cigarettes like heavily until I was like 18. No. Yeah, until I was 18. And then I just went cold turkey on them. I used to smoke like 10 a day. Like, it was disgusting from like the age of like 14. And then I just stopped one day. And then I started getting those vapes from like Tesco's. They were called like Blue.
I remember them.
And then they were like a big pen. And everyone was like, oh, like you're vaping. Like, oh. And then like a few years later, that's when, this was like 2019. And then a few years later, that's when the Lost Marys and the Elves used to come.
I juuled in 2019.
You juuled?
Because I went to America and bought one.
Oh, fair.
I brought it back and brought loads of pods back. And I used to think it was the shit. But it was so cool. XL bullies are also banned.
Yeah. No, I...
Like vapes, actually. Yeah. I don't see that actually happening. They're just going to be illegally bred.
Yeah, of course. But why the fuck does anyone need an XL bully?
I guess they're like cute to some people.
No, yeah.
But it's just that image of like having like this big ass dog like it makes you look hard. I think that's why people get them.
Oh, it's all slobbery and shit. Like they're not even like an attractive dog.
But apparently, I mean, I have done a literal minimal research, so please do not take anything I say with any seriousness or anything like that. But apparently the actual issue is that people have started breeding them to the point where like, they're too, like, people are purposely breeding them to be this big, and it's becoming an issue because like they're so big that their brain like can't like sort of like understand, like I know it sounds like, but like that's why they're called like XL, because apparently like a bully is like a slightly aggressive, like their brain is wired to be slightly aggressive, but because they're small they can't actually do that much harm. But these like people have bred them to be so big that they have this thing in their brain now where they're at actual danger.
Yeah, but like look at the fucking state, like come on. That is just a big beast on the street roaming around. You don't need a fucking, no one needs a dog that big. For what? The name is literally XL Bully. Like, that is a horrific name.
Sounds like
name.
An Ice Spice song.
Yeah, it actually kind of does.
There was protests for it as well.
There was protests as well, Jesus. We don't get any protests about fucking the cost of living crisis. We don't get protests about things that really matter. But when they're banning the dogs... Oh yeah, here we go. And do you know what it was? The signs were so simple as well. It was like, what happened to innocent until proven guilty?
I saw that. One thing about a white person from Essex is they will defend their dog.
Even
if it's like a Pomeranian or something like that, like their dog is their dog. But also, did anyone see the clip? There was also at the same time the XL bully protests were on, there was a Remain, like Remain in the EU protest. But
oh, there must have been a crazy crossover there.
Yeah, it was so funny. Obviously, I mean, I stand with Remain in the EU, but like
sorry, I thought that was EDL.
Oh no. Remain in the EU, like Brexit.
Brexit, right.
But
okay.
The way that the Remain in the EU people protest, oh my God, if you haven't seen it, please search it on Twitter. It's the funniest, like pause this podcast, go search it on Twitter. It's the funniest thing. They like run around the streets with like ribbons, like doing like ribbon shows. Imagine those with the XL bully. And he walked past and he sees this bald guy, like this proper like East London bald guy walks past the Remain and he's going like, bring me my XL bully. And he goes, and you're a fucking cunt, like to the people with the ribbons. It is so funny. Oh, Britain is just the most fucked place ever.
Yeah, I know. I sent my boyfriend the video of the like protest. I was like, this is Britain in a fucking video.
But you know how we look at people like that and we're like, oh my God, Britain is so fucked. Do they look at like people like us and go, oh my God, Britain is so fucked?
No, because I'm not that fucking extreme.
Yeah, we're not extreme people.
Yeah, that's extreme. We look at the extreme.
Yeah, that makes sense, like, actually. They whoa. Can't. But like, they would call us woke.
What, because I have a brain? Thanks.
Because
I'll
I don't
that.
Believe 5G is rotting my brain. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that over that any fucking day of the week.
My favorite thing is when people are like, oh my God, why would you like do this because the government's doing do this government. Do you do like, you know, when people are like, oh my God, why are you getting the COVID vaccination? Because the government is taking all your details. They say that while having a Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram and Snapchat profile. Like that is literally how the government gets the ooh, most of yeah. your details. If you have like even one social media, like,
oh, they're finding everything out about
yeah,
you.
Then you can't say shit about anything else to do with the government because you are literally giving them. I don't personally fucking care because what the fuck do I have that the government's going to do? They're just going to sell it to some like deal or like some random fucking tech ass company to get some money from me. That's not affecting me in my life. But if you want to like sit on this hill where it's like a COVID vaccination that is going to save people's life is going to be the way that the government is tracking down, then babe, delete your Instagram that you're spewing this information from because that is how they're getting your info.
Have you seen that woman on TikTok who like people like comment and they're like, oh, you're never going to find out who I am. And then she like finds out who they are. Like some woman, she was like, oh, she commented that. And she was like, okay, cool. So she had a profile picture, the person's profile picture, not like I think 2 or 3 followers she has. And it was like a picture of something in a museum. So she searched up the picture of the museum and shit. And like she found out like who this woman was, like where she lived, where she was from and everything.
IP addresses are scary. And people have, that's actually something that I am, well, not so much. That's a lie.
I mean, you're Lewis, well.
That's what I mean. I was going to say IP addresses scare me and I'm literally like, bitch, your literal entire existence of your past 10 years is documented on every drop on the internet. Like, breathe.
Anything been happening with you?
No, I went on a holiday. It was very traumatic. I'm not ready to speak about it.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you?
My boyfriend's parents came over from New Zealand. That was really fun.
How was it?
Yeah, no, it was really good.
Did your parents meet his parents?
Yeah, they said at our house.
Oh, how did it all go?
Yeah, it was calm. Like, they're very easygoing people. So, yeah, it was really nice.
Nice.
It was nice to be around them and stuff.
Did you do anything fun?
Yeah, we done the Mamma Mia party.
Oh, the one in the O2 where it's like, yeah.
It was so fun. I forgot to like put it on my Instagram, but I'm going to put it on today because I'm going to remind everyone that, let people know that I went. 100% recommend. Like, it was so much fun. Like, we went with my parents and my boyfriend's friends as well. But yeah, the food was really good. The atmosphere was really good. The servers were really nice. And yeah, like the music was sick. Like, everything was just sick. And you just get absolutely blasted and you're just singing Mamma Mia. Like, everyone knows Mamma Mia tunes.
Yeah,
I've watched Mamma Mia once when it came out in the cinema.
No, yeah, they're like the most famous songs in like Britain.
Like, it's ABBA, babe, you know? So yeah, you're going to know it. But if you have the opportunity, like even a girl's like dinner, birthday dinner, like, great.
I can imagine that would be fun. Yeah. I think I'm going to see ABBA Voyage. You know, the monogram one, hologram.
It's such a waste of money, don't you think?
I don't know, because everybody is literally like, it looks like...
Really?
And I guess it's just the same as that, but like, you're in a concert situation rather than like, sat at a table.
Would you not have the conscience of thinking that these fuckers aren't even real? I could throw a rock and it would go right through them.
But I think it's the kind of vibe where it's like, you just like you get, like, you know. Like, you, I don't think you're like, there being like, oh my God, I can't believe they aren't real. Like
yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, let me know how it is.
I will.
If you do.
And then maybe we can swap over.
Yeah.
I don't know what has happened with this year's Love Island, but somehow we're still speaking about them. Oh my God. I hate how much attention I give Love Islanders. Anyway, Zach and Mitch. Well... I was about to say we'll be doing some fucked shit. Allegedly, Zachariah is not involved. But the story goes down. There was a Space NK event and Asha's stories went on her Instagram story the next morning and was like, it was a really lovely event. It was really great. However, it was ruined by 2 male Love Islanders from this year's season who came uninvited and basically were just actual pricks. They were accused of being homophobic. They accused of throwing money at a homeless person and taking the piss out of him. And they were also accused of saying that they were the most famous people in the room, bearing in mind Sabrina fucking Elba was there.
People are like, who's Sabrina Elba? Are you fucking...
Even if, like, okay, Okay.
As these are typical Love Island supporters that yeah. probably have no knowledge.
But I do also get, as of right now, maybe like you would... Maybe...
Elba.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, like yeah. legacy-wise. Like,
Elba. And it's not even her being just married to... Idris Elba, like that's not what she's someone outside of that.
Yeah.
But say if you don't know who she is, everyone knows the fucking surname Elba.
Yeah. Anyway, people, you know, find out everything on TikTok and they quickly worked out that the only three male Love Islanders who were at that event were Lachlan, Mitch and Zach. And she said that they were uninvited, the people. And I don't. And I think people worked out that Lachlan was invited through Whitney. So it had to be Zach and Mitch.
Mm. It's so random. Like, Space NK isn't like Space NK.
I think they were just desperate and were just like...
Yeah, they must have been... Sorry, as two boys to go to a Space NK event, that's being desperate. Like, you have no interest in makeup or probably skincare.
Yeah. You know what's actually crazy as well? I was supposed to meet them that night.
Who?
Well, not specifically Zach and, Mitch. Not specifically Zach and Mitch. I was out with a friend who is friends with another Love Islander, like quite good friends, and she was with Zach and Mitch, and they were like, oh, we're going to come like meet you guys after. And then it all went quiet, and I mean, I didn't really care. I was out with my friends, like, like she was just like mentioned briefly, like, oh, I think some other people are going to come join us, and then they never did. And that's why. They must have found the Space NK event instead.
Damn, should have met Lewis,
I could have stopped it all.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it's not surprising. It's hardly... This is what... And I remember saying it while Love Island was airing, that the fact that people gave Mitch the title of Messy Mitch and, like, Maya Jama was saying, oh my God, you're one of the best Love Islanders ever. He now probably has this God ego complex.
Oh,
which has gone into the real world. And that's... It's almost like, okay, this is such a reach. And I obviously, before people start running with this, don't mean it as so dramatic, but sort of like Andrew Tate. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how, like, when Andrew Tate, like, lives in his own bubble, yeah. gets hyped up, and, like, and then it becomes an issue to society because he starts spewing shit and people start believing it. Obviously Mitch is like a way lesser extent, like way, like, but like the homophobia, the throwing money at homeless people, saying the most famous person ever, it's because he's believed it in his head that this is all real.
Have you seen his apology video?
I watched 2 seconds of it and I just watched.
Oh, fair. Because he said that he didn't throw the money at the homeless person.
Did he say someone else did?
No, he didn't say anyone did. Like, and I don't know, like, I don't know. I kind of believe him because he owned up to everything else. And he said that the thing about the homophobia, he said that he fancied someone when they were straight.
Is allegedly that, Amber Gill.
Apparently it was Amber Gill because people kind of
put that together.
Yeah. But is that homophobia? To say, oh, I fancied you when you're straight?
I think...
It's not...
Like, to say that to an LGBTQ plus member who you don't know... is fucking weird.
Weird, yeah, 100%.
And verging... It doesn't... I guess it is kind of homophobia, but it's also just like more rudeness because it's like... I don't think he meant it in that way, but it's like, oh, now you're lesbian, you're not hot. Like, that can be taken like that because I used to fancy you when you were straight. Like, oh, you were hot when you were straight, but now you're lesbian, you're not hot.
I can imagine he said it more like... because it sounds like from his video, he's basically, and I'm not defending him at all because I honestly don't really give a shit about him. But it honestly sounds like from how he is, he was like, yeah, when I'm in, like, this is all new to me and blah, 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 blah. Like, he just actually spews shit. So he was just saying, like, things were just coming out of his mouth because he said, oh yeah, when I walked into the place, I was the person that said, oh, we're the most famous people in here, like as a joke, which is so Mitch. But then when he when people were saying that Zach was involved, I was struggling to believe that Zach is very calm. I feel like he's a lot chiller.
Stories.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Oh, fair.
And I've like also heard stories from people who knew him before Love Island.
Well, yeah. I'm saying this from observation. I've met Zach, but I haven't met Mitch. But then just seeing Mitch online just screams this.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so believable for
me. But from Zach, when I met him in person, his friends were actually, the other Love Islanders got quite drunk, but he had a very like calm demeanor.
Yeah. I also, stop making Love Islanders famous. That's what I wanted to say. Because also there was some shit.
We make Love Islanders famous.
I know, but I'm just like, they don't need to be celebrities anymore. They're reality TV people. Like, no one after like Big Brother 6 or 7 was famous. Like, they all just went back to their day jobs. Like, this, like, we need to stop idolizing and expecting these people to be like on TV shows and doing brand deals and stuff like that. Like, it's fine for them to be regular people after the show. They didn't go on the show to become famous. Well, I mean, they did, but the show wasn't created to create famous people. Like, we don't need, like, they're like, we don't need them. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And I think, do you know what? It's like the fault. It's hard though, because my opinion on this is it's at the fault of also managers, because managers need to start checking. Like, if you're part of a management agency, you need to start checking.
Apparently Mitch has been dropped from his management.
Oh,
I saw
swear.
That. Yeah,
but they should have checked him from before. They like, you should sit down and say, okay, cool. Like, we can see how you are. Like, this is going to potentially get you into trouble, because this is, I could see this from a mile away, him saying some stupid shit and then him getting like blasted for it, especially in spaces where people have been doing this shit, you know? People aren't going to have that, because it's just like, oh, another like Love Islander coming in. Like, people don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
But they need to be like, okay, cool. And it's also for him, because I saw comments and it was like, oh, who was the guy that committed suicide? Like, that,
Mike Felicitas.
Yeah. What was his name? What did they call him?
Muggy Mike.
Muggy Mike. And people were saying, like, this could become a Muggy Mike 2 situation, where if he starts like doing shit like this, where he gets into like trouble and stuff, and then he starts getting hate online, he could potentially. Like, everything is going to have a ripple effect on your, like, mental, like, your mental health, you know?
Yeah. But I also don't think we can excuse being a prick by, like, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, 100%. But that's why he needs to watch himself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is, like, a telling thing for him to watch himself, because if he doesn't, he's going to go into these spaces, do things like this, get cussed online, and then you can't continue to do shit like that and not see, like, repercussions for it.
Mm.
You need to check yourself. And I think management needs to start checking the people that, because if I was his manager, I'll be like, okay, cool, like, this is how you were within the villa, blah 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 blah. But once you start going to these events and stuff, you need to act cordial, you need to put yourself.
I just know Molly Marshall's going into overdrive.
Oh, can you fucking imagine?
Like, the way that she is so PG friendly, all this shit coming out.
She's literally a CBBC presenter. I can imagine that Zach was more stressed, because he put up that apology or whatever.
He said he wasn't involved, to be fair. Well, we should probably give other side. We've just said that. Mitch said that. Yeah, you said what Mitch said. And Mitch also said Zach wasn't involved. Mm-hmm. And Zach has said he's not involved.
Yeah.
So they have said that. We should... Fair argument.
Yeah. But he said that he's had a very stressful week. And I can imagine that was because of Molly.
Oh my God. Being cancelled is the most... You think your world is ending. Mm. Like, oh my God.
Especially that.
God.
Can I imagine like that early on? You're just like, I'm literally just getting up. To like, after like Love Island and stuff. And then especially Molly being attached. Can you fucking imagine? I'll be going crazy as Zach if I was her.
But just like, I just know Molly was running that household like PR machine, like the Navy.
100%.
She was doing mood boards on the apology track. She was mind mapping. She was like, oh my God, I would have loved her. I think she's quite a smart girl.
Yeah, people that don't drink are smart. Do you know what I mean?
I think Molly's a smart girl. And you know what? Some of her stuff, like, it is obviously quite eye-rolly, but we were saying outside, she does her thing and she does it well.
And she's got the people that like her, and that's
also,
fine.
She's quite smart, because how many fucking PLT wannabe Love Island influencers do we have? Plethora. We don't have like a PG family friendly Love Island.
Right, so that's what I was going to get into with the whole like making them famous. It's like, after Love Island, they have no role in society. It feels like, it's like, what are you? Like, You're trying to do everything else that everyone's already done. And I think it's cool that Molly Marsh is potentially, I don't know, because she done that. I remember every time I go on her fucking profile, she's got the presenter thing that comes up. So like, say if she was on CBeebies or something, or that, CBBC, that is so good. Like, at least you're making a role for yourself.
This is what I'm saying, because how many, like, as I said, like, you, like, they're in the car park and they're Ego Official with that ring light from TikTok that you put on the back of your phone, do we have? Like, literally, that's what they all do. But obviously, Love Island, like people like CBBC and kids shows and all that stuff, coming from someone who used to present on CBBC, know that people their age still watch Love Island and know about Love Island, but they can't like logistically put them on because of like the stuff on their profile. But Molly Marsh is like, she's creating like her own lane, to the point where like she could very much like, especially she doesn't drink, she doesn't promote anything promiscuous,
and on Love Island she was very PG.
Yeah, like she could easily Like, we're going to forget about Ella and Whitney and all them by the time the next one comes. I can't even name you who was on the last season. But that is because they all try and do what everyone else has done. Yeah. So
it just gets washed away.
Yeah, as I said. I respect Molly, but I don't think her content's for me, which is probably why it's a bit eye-rolly.
Yeah, but like,
I'm not her target audience.
But I at least Love Island is coming out. Just create a role for yourself, you know? Like, I hope Whitney doesn't, because I like Whitney, but I hope she just doesn't go to waste. And like just doing the generic shit.
I liked Whitney. The problem, okay, and then this is the last thing I'm saying because I'm fucking sick of speaking about Love Island. The problem with Whitney, I need to be a fucking Love Islander manager. The way that I could run these like Love Islanders is she doesn't know how to work social media. Mm. And you need to create a lane for you after Love Island, you need to know how to navigate. Like Molly May, as we all know, is the blueprint of what to do after Love Island. Ella is doing, I don't even follow Ella and I see her shit everywhere. She's doing her thing because she knew how to work social media before she went on. Whitney doesn't know. And then by the time she catches on, it's very similar to Amber from season 5. Like Amber was the main girl, but she kind of didn't know how to work social media because she wasn't on it before really. Mm-hmm. And then Molly stole her hype because Molly knew how to run that shit. And I can kind of see the same might happen to Whitney with like, she doesn't, by the time she gets her like head around like all that kind of shit, the time's gone. Mm. So I worry for her.
I like Lachlan's aesthetic.
Why is he so sexy since Love Island's ended? I fancy him so much.
His aesthetic is so cool because he's like, he can cook and everything. Mm. And he's got that like very, because I'm like, my TikTok is chef, true crime, and then like probably like fashion shit, and he gives that like very like neat chef aesthetic, and I love that. He's doing a YouTube video, isn't he?
Yeah.
I hope he jumps on TikTok and does that sort of shit.
Yeah, I've seen him on Instagram. But
another Love Island that's killing it is Dami for me. Dami does his thing. He knows what he's doing. He works out, and especially in like the black creator, influencer, fashion, he's breaking boundaries, and I rate that. Shout out you, Demi.
It is time for a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this to dive into all the newest Krishan Rock and Blueface drama, and we'll be getting into Ethan from the Sidemen's comments on his partner taking his last name.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music, plus top podcasts, included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Welcome back.
Okay, so we did speak about Krishan and Blueface, and I said that I think that their child is in trouble. And I think I'm right, because a couple of weeks ago, Krishan gave birth to Blueface's baby, and he decided to spend the birth hanging out with his high school sweetheart rather than showing up for the birth of his child. And Krishan also live streamed that birth as well, which is fucking strange. I also believe that she kept the baby because she wants to stay with Blueface and just have him in her life. And I think it's just like, we're seeing some real deep shit go on right in front of our faces. And I hope, as Americans call it, CPS get involved, because it's quite scary. The other day, Blueface, so there's like a number of things. Krishan is supposed to be taking the child to go to surgery because it has a hernia. Why I know this, the child has a hernia.
Yeah, right.
Fucking weird. But it's literally in my face everywhere on Twitter. And then Blueface decided to post a picture of the hernia on Twitter with the child's genitals out. Which is literally child porn.
Yeah, I don't understand. How has he not been arrested for that?
I don't know.
Because, like, that is...
Is that not child... Yeah.
Yeah, that is... It is distributing
child porn, yeah.
So I don't understand. Maybe America has weird laws or something. But then I always do think that, like, obviously it's not to the same extent because Blueface is famous and has millions of followers. But you know when, like... mums post their baby's naked, like, but like, mum, like people you know with like 400 followers or like post it on Facebook or something.
Wait, he captioned it, "This is what my son's dick looks like."
Oh my God, I didn't see that. That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
But he's so, like he's been gross. Like he's...
Yeah, from back in the day. Remember when he was with that white girl and they had that fight? Fuck, I can't remember what her name is.
Just, like, he literally, like, runs a brothel, not, like, an unofficial brothel in his house. Like, he has a whole thing where he has, like... I remember watching this girl, like, she did, like, an Instagram live, like, exposing it, like, 2 years ago. Like, these girls, like, there would be 15 of them living in his house, like, on bunk beds, like, literally, like, with no food, but, like...
What?
Oh my God, I can't remember.
Sounds like Tazza's Angels.
Yeah. No, oh my God, I'm...
Did you watch the that girl do a roundup?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you used to like follow them on Snapchat back in the day?
No, and I was really shocked that I didn't because I was a big fan of Bad Girls Club back in the day.
Oh.
And it's sort of like adjacent to Bad Girls Club. But I think it was a bit after Bad Girls Club. Mm. So maybe that was why. But I got really invested in it and then I watched a bunch of videos on it and...
I used to go hard for them because everyone used to say I look like the McShay someone with curly hair. I said I didn't have a body.
Oh.
Yeah. But
I love that like bad bitch aesthetic.
Yeah, but they were fucked though because the girl was like, yeah, they were going around Miami selling cat.
Yeah, that was made me laugh because obviously she didn't want to get taken down, so she kept saying selling their meow.
Yeah. but yeah, we just love the mystery, and then like Jade Pierce went out there at some point.
I remember when Jade Pierce dated Justin Bieber.
Fuck yes, and that was a whole thing in itself.
Yeah, but I just love that like. I just spat.
I know, I saw that.
I just love that, like, 2013 to 2016 American bad bitch aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, the mesh dresses, the thigh-high boots,
oh,
the
everyone be
matte lipstick,
as well.
That big eyeliner, like, that aesthetic. Oh, my God. I would pay money. Like, I would drain my bank account to be a bad bitch girl in LA or Miami in 2014.
I don't know. I feel like I'm so easily swayed. I would be forced into selling cat too.
I just no, this is the most me thing ever, but I just want it for the picture so I can look back and be like, yeah. And this is me
with the like CPR like
yeah.
Edit.
Oh my God, they were so bad.
Yeah.
And that girl from the Ace family was also in it. Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine. She was, wasn't she? And then, was Charlotte Jeffries in?
Chantel Jeffries,
Chantel,
yeah. And Demi Rose Malby.
Yeah, I remember because I remember when, like, there was a, like, that video. It's like, because it was on, like, Vine, and, like, they would all be cancelled now because, like, I don't think Demi said it, but they like the Ashley girl, like, said the N word, but, like, no one gave a shit back then.
Yeah.
Like, it was so rogue. That's why I'm like, people getting cancelled over what they've done in 2015 is wild when everyone and anyone was doing fucking crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to Krishan and that, fuck yeah, I don't really know what else to say apart from there's bare pedos online as well because when, some girl tweeted and was like, oh, it's so fucked how she, Blueface like put a picture of like his child's genitals online, da, 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 and bare people underneath, like in the comments, were like, "Oh, send me the picture, or DM me the picture," and shit like that. That is fuck.
No, so I saw a TikTok, and I don't know if this is the right demographic, but if you have a little bubba and you're listening, listen up and be careful. There is this thing on TikTok. You will quite often come across like a video of like a young child. And like, maybe they'll be like swimming or maybe they'll just be like in their outfit or something. And it will have like, say like 20,000 likes, 100 comments and like 120,000 saves.
Yeah.
And this girl was like, it's these people distributing as child porn or like doing deep fakes and stuff like that. And it's actually a really serious thing. And she was literally like, if you have a child, you need to be so conscious of what you are putting out because... Mm-hmm. Like anything is like
anything
they'll be using anything they can to take it out of context and do it something like it is disgusting.
I don't think people understand the seriousness and how many people are fucking pedos as well. But like people are pedos, like it's fucked. So yeah, but anyways, I hope CPS go get their asses because it's
and
so
please, like I don't understand why it takes this long, but yeah, like why haven't why?
What else does there need to be like?
Yeah. Now we're getting into Sidemen drama. We've spoken about Sidemen once before on the podcast, but they're not very our bag. But you know, when fuckery goes on, we're going to speak about it. Ethan from the Sidemen, if you don't know, he's the ginger one, has a podcast with his girlfriend Faith and his baby mama Faith. And recently clips have been going viral and he's been saying some pretty questionable stuff. Everybody's like, I'm sorry, what he's saying is downright misogynistic and disgusting. The first clip was of him discussing his partner Faith taking his last name, because she was like, oh, he won't propose to me because he says that I won't take his last name. And also, she doesn't even say that she won't take his last name. She's saying that she wants to double barrel her surname with his surname because she wants to keep her family name alive. He then says that he won't propose to her until she agrees to take his last name because it's traditional and he has traditional values.
Says the one that has a baby out of wedlock.
Let's put a bookmark. Point two, which then went viral, was that she was complaining that he doesn't do his jobs around the house. And she was like, you have no jobs. Like, all you have to do is, load the dishwasher and take the bins out. And she is like, well, I put the baby to bed, clean the baby, change the nappies, like, tidy everything up, hoover the floor, do all this, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you have two jobs and you're slack at that. And then he says something, fuck, like, you're shit at that, though. And then she discusses, like, well, like, when I was crying the other day, like, you didn't care. And he started laughing at, when she was retelling the story about her crying, it is so fucking annoying how people let slide like comments like that just because they like their content or something. And I mean, most of the Sidemen's fan base is like 13-year-old boys. So like, you know, they're growing up on like Andrew Tate and the Sidemen. So we really need to question that. Because at least back in the fucking day when they were watching Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, that stuff was regulated.
Yeah.
Now they can watch whatever they want. Like, it's actually quite a serious issue.
It's actually very scary. Yeah. And it kind of leads back to like everything we were just talking about. Kids are just so fucking exposed. Mm. And I think that it's more the smaller things that are detrimental than like these 100%. Massive things that are like, you know, I don't know, whatever a massive thing is that you can think of. Because they're going to get told about, okay, cool, can't say that, you know, can't be racist and da-da-da-da-da. But then it's like microaggressions within things. It's like, you know, small little things are being misogynistic and X, Y, and Z. And I know this is going to sound like real political and deep, but where people are maybe like working hard and can't be around their kids as much because of cost of living prices it is, right? Things are just so much more unregulated and it's just such a like trickle down thing. But I don't know, this guy's fucked. And every time I see them and their little podcast, like, they're having a fucking argument.
Yeah. And also, I'm not one to judge. You know, I upload a lot onto online. But why are you doing this?
I know.
Like, why are you arguing on a podcast about really personal issues and then distributing the content everywhere?
What I'm thinking is like, what are they doing right now? And like, how is their relationship after everyone is screaming at this girl to fucking run away?
There's basically, if you don't know the lore behind their relationship, she was always deemed as like a clout chaser. So like the Sidemen, but you know, it's just 13-year-old fans probably being misogynistic, but they were always saying she's a clout chaser, she's this, she's that. And then when she got pregnant, everybody was like, oh, she's done her thing. Like, she's honey trapped him. Like, she's in it for life now. Like, she's getting clout, she's getting money for the rest of her life. I never really believed in that. Basically, people ran with it because she was on like ITV2 like dinner date or something in like 2016. And that's why people were saying it. Why she's a clout chaser. So now everyone's saying, well, like, of course she won't leave him over this. Like, she's a clout chaser. Like, whether or not it's true, there's a fucking child involved. Yeah. So obviously it's a lot more complicated than just like.
But everyone says that women, and this is another thing within that they have created though, is like women are clout chasers and shit. Like, a lot of women that are in social media to do with like trainers or like, for example, I know someone that does like a lot of trainer stuff, a lot of things to do with like Link Up TV and all of that stuff. I don't know if I'm giving away who it is. It's not even a secret anyways. But she always gets so much fucking hate from like 13-year-old boys on, and those are her like main haters on her videos. And it's just like boys like, that. It's like semi-jealousy because it's like, why is a woman in this space?
Yeah, 100%.
And like, maybe they're not in this space or they just know that they can never be in this space. But these people create such like a male dominated space where they don't want women to be involved. And any type of woman that is involved, especially with the Sidemen, it seems, is like when they're like casting a woman for their looks, and you know they do that dating thing and shit.
Oh yeah.
So like, it's always kind of having women in a like more degrading way rather than like having a woman, you know, I don't know, collab with them in a positive way. It's always in like, oh, well, X, Y, and Z about a woman and putting them down in any type of role and shit.
Also, I feel like a lot of people just like assume because like the Simon skew quite a young audience that they're like family friendly. But have any of... And I'm not me trying to parent people, like, okay, like, get out our space. But, like, has anyone, like, have these parents actually watched The Sidemen? Like, because you would just, and this is also from me, like, I just assumed until recently that, like, they're, because I'd never watched one of their videos before. I was like, oh, it's just 13-year-olds who watch them. It's probably, like, kids' humor and all that kind of shit. Like, I didn't know, like, how problematic they actually were.
I think it's like,
and like they're when, on like they're like I when I used to present at CBBC, like they were like always like, well, we'd love the Sidemen on, we'd love the Sidemen on, and I just always assumed
you presented at CBBC because
I just always, because everybody, if you don't watch their videos, they're packaged as like a really family friendly.
Wait, they did or you did?
They did.
Oh, okay.
But like they're packaged as like a really family friendly like.
Oh, they're far.
Yeah,
from
but like
so far.
Yeah, I always thought until recently that like they like, but there was, it was just like Disney Channel.
But then again, those people watching were probably brought up on like Russell Brand and fucking Jonathan Ross and shit. Do you know what I mean? Who were fucking just as bad realistically, but you're kind of blind to it, you know?
What do you think about taking last names? Would you, are you gonna...
I'm double barrel of mine.
So
100%.
Be Isla.
Oh, yeah, because his name is Owens, like.
So Isla Loba Owens or Isla Owens. No, it has to be
Isla Loba Owens. And then our child will be the same.
Loba Owens.
Sorry. Like, it can't go from Isla Loba. And do you know my name? People say like, that is a name. I'm not saying that I'm going to be a fucking like Beyonce or anything, but that is a name that's like a very...
Yeah, you remember it.
Yeah, it's like Isla Loba.
But why,
but like, why would I change it? It's
your
most, like,
name,
white
he
name.
Keeps his name and then your kids are just double barreled.
To be fair, I honestly like don't really care. I do you know what I mean? I honestly couldn't give a shit. I would do anything to just, because at the end of the day, I'm not Christian. So when I get married, I don't really like, it's not for Christianity purposes. Just want to put that out there because I know even Candice Owens was talking about it. It's like, why would a non-Christian person get married? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, babe, I want a wedding and I just want to kind of lock in a couple things. And whatever we lock in is between me and my husband. And yeah, so I don't really give a fuck about the last name. Like, the last name situ is like, I just like, it's all for show, like realistically it's all for show. I want to have a big fucking party, having a wedding dress as well, and
I would like to keep my name as Lewis Ball, but I don't care what surname my children take.
I do care about my child's
really?
Surname
really
because it's my child and I push that out of my vagina.
Yeah, I guess it's different if you've...
Or came out the sunroof, it depends.
But in my opinion, like, when people are always like, oh, I want my family legacy to go on, blah, 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 blah. Has anyone ever looked into their own fucking family legacy? Like, who cares?
I do because I actually do because my family legacy is quite strong in Ivory Coast. And, like, we're, like, some of the only, like, I'm the only one really over here. So, like...
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because then you're, like, getting it over... You're getting
I'm trying to push
here.
Them lobers, like...
Yeah, but when my mum's from fucking... middle of nowhere in Scotland and my dad's from middle of nowhere Wales, like I don't need to carry on this, like, or I guess it's not even my mum, it's just my dad. I don't really need to, I don't feel a certain way towards my surname.
Sorry, Owens, like there's so many Owens. Loba, bitch, I ain't ever met one.
I ain't apart ever from met a bitch like me.
I ain't ever met a bitch like me. Only my fucking cousins and my dad.
Would he take your last name?
I mean, he would have to pay me.
Rent it out.
I don't know, doubt it. I fucking doubt that.
I think it's quite cool when like everybody takes
let's just fucking all take each other's
names. Why should it matter? I think it should just be who's got the better surname.
Yeah, 100%. And I do. Like win-win chicken dinner.
Like I don't like I it's obviously just like misogynistic systemic society, big fucking words.
Hey.
Which is why it's just expected for the man to take it. But like Why don't we just start opening it up like it's a coin toss?
Especially because, as I said again, like when like especially if you're not Christian and you're not getting like fucking, let's just mix this shit up.
Okay, what about the household chores around the house? That was the other point.
Share, like this is one thing that I admire about maybe it's not just my boyfriend's, like New Zealand boys I've noticed, because I done a shoot with a couple of them the other day, so they were all at my house. Like, they literally just, there's no role. Everyone does everything, right, and everyone helps everyone. These two boys, my boyfriend's friends, were never been to my house before. And then they came back after a shoot, and they just literally had like some of my mom's wine, and they were like, anything, like, do you want us to do the, or like, they're just very like helpful people. So yeah, it's not, I just know that it's not going to be a problem for me. However, my dad, in Africa, it's very much the woman does this and the man does that. And I can see it through my dad, because my dad is like, in Africa, they still fucking have maids.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my dad has a maid, so he comes back here and thinks he can tell me what the fuck to do. I don't think so. You better be paying me. Yeah, it's not really. What about you?
I don't know. I guess it kind of, I think my partner probably doesn't manage.
Really?
But it's just more like, I don't know. I also kind of think it would, obviously it'll be different once we live together, but when it's currently, it's sort of just like, if it's your house, you sort of do it.
So except
like,
the rubbish.
Oh, your partner.
Sorry, look at my chrome nails. I'm not taking out rubbish.
Or like, quite often he'll cook and I'll put everything in the dishwasher.
Mm, oh, I always cook though.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird because I guess then at the, yeah, we kind of have it, like, we just have like, I was, nothing is a role. I just take care of the cooking because I love cooking. So that's it. I cook him lunch, I cook him dinner. It's just fun. I have him literally get to cook, and I have someone there to just like gobble it all up, which is great for me. And then, yeah, like, it's just common courtesy for him then to just like do the dishes, even though he asks me sometimes because I create a massive mess. So yeah, but there's no like roles, like, yeah, but if there was, then it would be very strange to me.
Do you know what really scares me about having children is the amount of effort? Like, because when she was reeling off the jobs, I was like, oh my God, that's so tiring. And like, I genuinely don't know how mothers do it. Like,
I don't
obviously
know.
You just find, like, when you're a mum, you find the time in the day.
But
when she was naming the things, I was like, huh? I was like, where, what? Where are you getting extra hours from? Like, how are you doing all of this? Like, mothers are
and people
underrated.
Working as well.
Like, we should shout them out more.
Let's shout them out every week.
Shout out mums
every week.
But genuinely terrifies me that I the fact that I'm well, not definitely, but potentially going to be responsible for like making sure someone is fed, clothed, clean.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what about me? And this is why I kind of applaud, because I was, who was it who was banging on about not having kids? London Hughes. How she is made a really good point. And obviously it's like a self, not even selfish, but like a, like putting yourself first thought. Yeah. But she was like, all my income is, like, what's the right word? Like, it's not passive, because passive income is when you make it and not do anything. I'm going to find her post, because the point she made, I was like, you're kind of convincing me to not have kids.
I like London Hughes, and I don't know why everyone's getting onto her, because she's anti-Russell Brand.
She's anti-Russell Brand.
Yeah. Fuck, I used to watch her.
I really want to find where she says these points, but where would it be? That was so annoying that I didn't find that. Oh, well.
You're going to find it after, because it's going to come up on your free page or something.
Why did she move to America? Does anyone know?
Who, London Hughes?
I feel like, is London Hughes a really niche celebrity? Like, do people know who she is?
Well, maybe not the newbies, but I fucking do. She was every... She used to be on, like, Bear TV.
Yeah, the only reason I know who she is through Celebs Go Dating.
Really?
It was literally the only...
Do you think grow up, like, watching London Hughes on, like, CBBC?
Oh, I can't remember any... You know when people are always like, oh my God, I remember them from CBBC? Well, I must have been a really slow developing child.
Yeah, but you last week you said to me something about Disney Channel. Maybe because I only had CBBC.
Maybe. Maybe because I barely watched CBBC because I was just so, like, my passion in life was to be an American. Oh. So I only consumed American media.
That is a big red flag if I had that on a
day. I spoke in an American accent nonstop for 2 years.
You did not.
I swear.
Ew.
My mum would scream at me. Like, if she was in, like a impatient mood and I started going, like, where are we going? And she would be like, shut the fuck up!
That would be me as a mum, honestly.
God, I put my mum through some stuff. I drank a whole bottle of nail varnish remover when I was three and I had to get my stomach pumped because I was attention seeking.
What the fuck?
I'm a poor mother.
All I'd done was, like, cut my hair. But then I was really naughty in school when I grew up, so.
My report card. My mum reminded me this when I was went on holiday with my family the other week. And it was, and she was like, you got described once on a report card, and it was the most like accurate thing I've ever heard, and it still like leads up to me to this day. I wasn't trouble, but I was a series of minor misdemeanors.
Aww. So you'd just be there, like, so I was, and
yeah, just like annoying, but like I was never actually like problem.
That's proper like only child.
Well, I have two siblings. Mm. I basically was an only child though.
Really? Oh, because they're older.
No, they're like 2.5 years either way. I'm the middle. I always think middle child.
You have a younger brother.
Mm-hmm. I always think middle child are only child.
I thought you had two older brothers.
No, just one older.
You're a middle child.
Do I not scream middle child?
I don't know, because everyone says this, but I don't know what the fuck a middle child's supposed to be like.
Me.
Oh. So like an only child, right?
Yeah, that's why I always say middle child is always like loads, an only child.
You get loads of attention at the top and loads of attention at the bottom.
Kind of. But then I was kind of given the most.
Oh, right.
But I kind of probably forced myself into that position.
By drinking no potion.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me at TikTok at Isla and YouTube and Instagram at Isla Loba.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off Instagram account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on what we spoke about today. Do you agree with Ethan from The Sidemen?
Please tweet us as well. Sorry.
Yep, sorry.
I don't know why I just interrupted you.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.